This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. The only way that becomes possible is for you to get informed. And once you get informed, this is a slam dunk. This is easy stuff. And listen... I always say this to you, and I mean it sincerely. Find something. I don't care what it is. Find it, education, senior issues, water issues, or what have you. Find something that you're passionate about. And find a way to support somebody in running for office in that area. Maybe it's you. I don't know. I know some of you go, don't waste that on me. No, really, seriously, maybe it is you. Maybe you're the only one with enough drive and enough knowledge, willing to do the work it takes to make a difference in your community. All right? You got to do something. You have to do something to make it work. Recently, the Biden, and when I say recently, I mean like probably within the last day, the Biden administration locks the ICE Twitter account. Why this is big news, I don't know. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency locked one of their Twitter accounts Tuesday. They're halting all public safety alerts. Right? Because what they were putting on it are illegal immigrants to the U.S. with criminal backgrounds. Let you know that they're out there and what they look like. Yet, the account created in 2013... Who was president then? It'll come to me. And it was promoted under the Trump administration. It was used to post details about known fugitives. Well, soon they're going to take the list off the post office. It's probably not even there anymore, is it? I'm really showing you how old I am. Anyhow, they created 2013, and the Trump administration pumped it up a little bit. And it was used to post details about fugitives, including their names, nationality, criminal history, and the U.S. jurisdiction where they were released. Now, it seems the Biden administration locked the ICE alerts because if you were to report the location of one of these dangerous aliens to ICE, it would become too obvious. And these assaulters, drug dealers, thieves, and drunk drivers, you know, wouldn't be allowed to go free. I mean, these people are serious. They have no concern about law and order. Absolutely none. They don't really care about it. They know that the more chaos they keep committing, or keep allowing, I won't even say committing, the more chaos they keep allowing, the better off for them. Right? I mean, keeps our focus off what they're doing. We're just trying to stay safe in the seats, in the streets. Excuse me. Now, former senior ICE advisor John Furrier condemned the move as an attempt by Biden administration to hide information about criminal migrants, particularly those with sexual assault and child abuse offenses. But when are the Democrats who always talk about the poor kids that are ripped away from their mothers? Well, maybe if they were being ripped away from their mothers to be sold into sex slavery under some of, you know, that whole Epstein group, they wouldn't have a problem with it, or they wouldn't make it such a big deal. But I mean, seriously, why not protect the kids? What's the problem here? What are the guidelines? Why shut the whole thing down? Really? And I spokesman told the news source that the account was no longer being utilized. Under the new administration, ICE continues to use its main Twitter account, ICE.gov, or I'm sorry, at ICE.gov, and our regional Twitter accounts to communicate with the public about our national security border. Now, ICE routinely updates its many communication tools to ensure accurate information remains consistent and current. They have similar accounts associated with prior administration policies, like ICE alerts. It was archived as it was no longer being maintained. Why not? Why not? Seriously. If you're putting out information that people are getting, and they're able to act on it, they're able to protect their kids on it, why wouldn't you put it out there? The account's removal is the latest in a move by Biden administration to break from his Democrat predecessors, President Obama, who saw 3 million migrant deportations, Biden has called a big mistake. Anybody see those lines coming up from South America? They weren't there a year ago. So I guess those migrants coming north, their cities and their villages and their little towns, they weren't being ransacked a year ago or something. All of a sudden, the violence has kicked up, and they've got to leave those cities right away. Or is it because they know now that Joe Biden's in charge, and they can get away with anything? Really. Biden said in an interview, "We took far too long to get it right, to fix this. It was painful," Biden said. "It took too long, but we began to get it right with the DACA program. That's a deferred action for childhood arrivals. It allowed some illegal immigrants who were brought to this country as children to receive a renewable 2-year period of deferred deportation so they could become eligible for work permits and so on. That was provided they had no felonies or serious misdemeanors." We decided what serious was, right? The Obama administration and Biden were criticized for detaining groups, you know, of unaccompanied minors. They were flooding the southern border. And what's an unaccompanied minor? How old? How young? Remember, we had some of those MS-13 guys show up. That wasn't good. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm trying to grab Jennifer Van Laar from Red State to talk about the CPAC. Give us a little debriefing. What was there? What she felt? The energy in the rooms and so forth. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. That's what I always say to you guys. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. If you're part of the solution and you're informed, then you're not part of the problem. And that's the big issue I have. Most of you guys, you start screaming about an issue because somebody sent you some obscure link to a story or you saw it fly by your Twitter feed. Stop listening to Twitter. They don't like you. Let's get this clear. They don't like you. And when Facebook is calling PragerU fake news, why are you still there? That would be my question. Why are you still on these things? So I've been telling you guys for a long time. Some of you are accusing me of, running from the fight. You cannot win this battle. This is like arguing with the guy that has his finger on the hold button for you, right? He hangs up, you're back on hold for 45 minutes. So you're not going to win the battle with these social media networks unless, and I mean this, unless you got somebody that's going to put a lot of money behind you. In which case, fight it to the end. Make them nuts. Anyhow, you know, we had a lot of conversations coming back. A lot of stories I'm reading about what happened at CPAC this year. You know, it was held in Orlando. One of the reasons I understood early on was because the hotel was not requiring people to wear masks, and that was positive, and that looked like it was a happy thing and a good thing. And then I found out at the last minute that they were requiring people to wear masks, and that's what one of the reasons I decided not to go. But all the stories that I heard about it, I can't get a straight scoop from anybody. But I know somebody I can get a straight scoop from. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's the managing editor at Red State. Her and her team were down there. We connected with them on Thursday. And I just want to get a recap of what took place, what went on. Jennifer, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us back. We had such a great time recording for you the other night.
Good. Well, you know, it's a pretty exciting event no matter what. I mean, you got a lot of things going on, a lot of young people. You get to see them energized and wanting to do things. But you've been to plenty of them. I've been to plenty of them. What's the difference between this year and years gone by, would you say? Give me an overview.
Well, first, the humidity. The humidity and the heat,
yeah,
for sure.
Right?
But on top of that, I think there were so much fewer think tank people there and, like, swamp consultants there. It really was, even though it was smaller on Friday and Saturday, it was still a very activist grassroots crowd versus the everyone in the suits and trying to make their backroom deals. It was more of a very activist crowd.
Ooh, I didn't hear that. I like that. I was always, you know, you could always see those guys, the old guard, as we used to call them, running around trying to run the scene and telling the younger people what to do and how to do and how it's going to work. That was not the prevalent theme this time, I take it.
Not at all. I mean, can you imagine a CPAC without those guys running around? It was really quite refreshing. And I have the benefit of having someone with me who likes politics a whole lot but is not involved in politics as a profession. Just a friend of mine from out here in L.A. that joined me back there. And it was his first time at any CPAC or anything. And so it was good to see through his eyes what struck him. And he was saying that he was amazed at the number of young people that were there.
Yep.
And how passionate they were. They were all Trump fans. We also went to the Log Cabin. Republicans had a mixer at which Rick Grenell spoke. And that was full Trump MAGA. Grenell almost kind of teased a run of governor, which was nice. But he assured everyone that the MAGA crowd would have a voice in choosing who should replace Gavin Newsom.
Here in California, what do we have? We have about seven MAGA members in California, don't we? I'm just joking. I mean, seriously, it's a tough place to be a MAGA conservative.
The best thing would be the best would be if Trump came out and endorsed Grenell, like saying that the recall does qualify because that's what Grenell is focused on right now. Say that qualifies and Grenell decides to run and Trump endorses him and he wins. Can you imagine just the head spinning in the state?
I mean, let's just state the obvious, right? Because Republicans hate gay people. Here's a gay guy who's a staunch Republican and a MAGA guy on top of it running for governor. What's going to be the argument? Seriously.
Oh, they'll find one. Of course, they try to ignore that he's gay, which to his credit, he doesn't really make a big deal out of it the way that a lot of other gay politicians make a deal out of that identity.
Right. But the beauty behind it is that, you know, Trump, first of all, they claimed that he was homophobic, and yet, what did he do? He appointed gay and even lesbians to positions of authority. So for somebody who was homophobic, he doesn't really understand what that means, apparently. And Grenell, another one. I mean, the gay community, the lesbian community, are very much, Trump enjoys, and the Republicans now enjoy, a more positive view from them, don't you think?
Exactly. And Trump also did things foreign policy-wise, and no one ever likes to pay attention to the successes he had there, but did things to protect homosexuals in countries like Saudi Arabia or countries where they're killed just for who they are.
That's right.
And no other president, all the Democrat presidents, have ignored those issues.
Yeah, I so agree with you. It's the what they wouldn't give him, the credit that they wouldn't give him, it was because of the hate that they had for him. And you see that. And now that they thought... I think Sunday shook them up, don't you? I think when he gave his speech and said that he could beat them, and not that he was saying he was running again, I don't think that those words were specifically in there. But when he said he could beat them a third time, you know that Nancy Pelosi spent the next hour slamming her head against the desk, right?
Exactly. And with the reception he got there and with the crowds, I was afraid there were going to be BLM protesters. There were some of them earlier in the week. But on Sunday, it was just a complete sea of Trump fans, of the MAGA crowd out front of the Hyatt and throughout the Hyatt. And I was a skeptic on the speech, saying maybe I drank a little of the swamp water and that maybe we needed to have someone else carry the torch. But I know I was wrong by that. And the thing that struck me about his speech was that he took this time since he left the White House to be the strategic businessman that he is and think about, okay, where do I go from here in 22 and 24 to help this movement that has brought all these activists that have been ignored by the party for so long and made them passionate and made them work for things. How do I keep that going? And he presented that plan. Obviously there was a lot of rhetoric and there was a lot of funny things and him playing to the crowd. But when you get down to the nuts and bolts of what Trump said Sunday, there was a complete plan and there was a very well thought out and well organized listing of all of Biden's failures.
I loved it. I thought it was, look at, in the beginning, I was kind of worried he was going to go down that just harp for 90 minutes on how bad they stole it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. He didn't. He finally veered off of that, and he called out the rhino. Now, you and I have been involved in campaigns before. And you know, some of these guys, they're not rhinos. They're just not real Republicans. Their heart's not in it. And let's talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Jennifer Van Laar, managing editor at Red State, will join us up on the other side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is urging Senate Democrats to pass the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package passed last week by the House. In a conference call Tuesday, Biden urged the caucus to keep a provision for a $1,400 stimulus check in the final version of the bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the message from the president was clear. Get help to the country.
President Biden made his pitch today to our entire caucus, and he said we need to pass this bill and pass it soon. That's what the American people sent us here to do, and We have to get America the help it needs. We've had the worst health care crisis in a century, the worst economic crisis in 75 years, and we need to deliver.
The Senate is set to take up the measure as early as Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
This ship, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one,
we are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. And the way you do that is you get informed. You get properly informed. Get real information. That's why I'm happy to have Jennifer Van Laar with me. She's the managing editor at Red State. And look, redstate.com is a great place to get your stories. There's some great writers over there. Jennifer, first, thanks for being with me. And second, why don't you tout yourself a little bit? Send them over there to read some of the stories on Red State. Did I lose you? Is you there? Oh, I got to hit all the buttons, apparently. Jennifer?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. I didn't hit all the right buttons, so you probably didn't hear any of what I said. But, like,
I did not.
All right. Well, hey, that's okay. Listen, sometimes I don't pay attention to myself. I told you were the managing editor at Red State and that it's a great place to get real information and, you know, not some of these other crazy places. But I said, why don't you go ahead and give them the Red State address and you know, tout yourself a little bit and get them over there reading some of these stories.
They definitely should. We've got a great team across the country that brings the more local conservative things, as well as a new, unique take on what's happening nationally.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you're talking about you have a truth take, it is a unique take, isn't it? In today's environment online with all the crazy stuff going on. All right. One of the things you said about CPAC was that there was the absence of, I call them the old guard, but you were right. It's the swamp. The Republicans, we have a swamp too. The Republican swamp, uh-huh. The old timers who, I used to love how they would corral the young people and tell them what and how they were going to do. And it was just a chuckle for me, but they're not having that anymore, are they? They're not having any part of it.
They're not. I mean, the Lincoln Project wasn't there talking to the young people either. Sorry, I had to.
I know. Look at.
They did say they were going to be there, and I asked them to find me because I had some questions for them. But that's a whole other topic.
Apparently, they didn't come looking for you. I wonder why.
They didn't. They must be afraid of a girl, but good for them.
But it is true, though. It is, you know, again, the old-timers that used to show up when it was in D.C., everybody dropped by because, you know, it was kind of a lunch date, right? They could hop in their vehicle, they could drive over there and make the appearance and tell you how great they were and how smart they were and then go about their business. Couldn't do that down there in Orlando. They would have to actually get on a plane, fly down, expend some energy and time to get there. So it wasn't worth your time.
Well, they didn't even want to go. Right, when it moved to National Harbor from more in suburban Maryland, the other side of suburban Maryland,
yeah.
they didn't even didn't want to go to National Harbor. That was too far. So, you know what? I liked it a lot better. And everyone I talked to down there in Grant, I might have just had my bubble of people, but everyone liked it a lot better without having that whole crowd there. I'm sure they have their use, but if the point of CPAC is to energize people for conservative principles and to fight for those candidates to represent us who have those values and principles, then it doesn't need to be in D.C. The only thing being in D.C. does is gives people a tourist opportunity around the historic sites there. I think that it needs to be out more where the people who are going to do the work and who actually are affected by these policies and want to change it because they're not getting paid to lose,
I agree,
are going to come and see them.
You know, when we went to CPAC every year, you're looking at $4,000 to $5,000 by the time you get done with the room and the food and the airfare and everything else. But even a candy airfare, D.C. does not have an economic problem. I mean, there are cranes everywhere. There are there's building going on every place. So to your point, getting out into the real world where the real workers are is a big difference. And maybe they need to start changing it up every couple of years or even every year for all I care. Bring it around. Spread the wealth a little bit.
Nonstop from LAX to Orlando was $110, if you can believe that.
God.
And the hotel rooms at a Hyatt Regency, which is very nice, were $129 a night. And you know what the rooms are up in D.C.
You know, a coach was $600 or $700 round trip to D.C. Then you had, a couple-hour ride, an hour and change from the airport to the hotel. The hotel rooms were anywhere between $300 and $400 a night. Plus the tips and everything else, and food was outrageous. So yeah, it's
exactly
just crazy. Which this probably made it more affordable for some of the young people to show up at and to be a part of.
Absolutely, I thought about that because they cram four or five of them in a room anyway, so that makes it pretty cheap by the time you have that.
Right. So Trump got there a little late, which is nothing new. It's fine and all that. I thought it was really interesting. But what was the energy like before he got there? I mean, were there a lot of young people? There are more young people, would you say, than maybe even the older folks?
I'd say it was very evenly mixed. Young, old, men, women, all different races. It wasn't just all white. There are a lot of Hispanic and Black and Asian attendees, which was awesome. So in the two speakers before Trump was Jim Jordan, and then there was a panel about minority outreach and with some Black and Hispanic Republicans led by Maj Toure. That was fabulous, got people going. And then, of course, Jim Jordan. And we were ready for Trump to come in because it was about probably an hour of music waiting for him to come in. But the second he came in, it was electric. I know that I had chills, and I'm not that kind of a fangirl person. I've been in politics too long for that. But seeing how excited these people got, it excited me. And seeing, I think Trump looked very humbled by the outpouring of support that he still got from these people after it has to have been a terrible 3 months he's had. And to have this standing ovation, people still chanting that they love him, he looks pretty humbled by it all.
Yeah, it's and you would be called an idol worshiper. I'm watching what some of the left is saying about some of the things that went on there, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, did you guys look at yourselves in the camera when Obama was up on stage? You had these little starry eyed, like a high school girl that was just infatuated with the singer on the stage. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything the man did was a direct result of the directions he got from God in their eyes, and here they are having a problem with us enjoying and trusting trusting in Trump. It's just definitely a double standard, but even worse than that, the hate has taken over these people, hasn't it?
It has, and the things that they choose to pick on, when you're on site, you don't see what the different Twitter trends are and what they're complaining about. But the whole thing about the golden Trump, we never saw it till the last day, and people were definitely not walking around worshiping it. And then we saw there were some controversy about an alleged Nazi kind of symbolism in the stage, and just no one thought that or heard of it. We hear it later, and we're going, wait, were we at the same conference that they're reporting on?
Yeah, you had to take three hits off a crack pipe, smoke a joint, and down a bottle of vodka to have that even somewhat resemble a Nazi symbol. If you heard them talking about it, they said, we have to remove the... Now, pay attention here. Pay attention. You have to remove the backstage walls. And then you take the stage itself, and you cock it 90 degrees. And then you tip it up a little bit, and you can see... And I had to stop right there and go, are you for real? Are you really going this far to try to make this a Nazi symbol? I could have a ball with that. I'm not going. I'm going to be real nice about it for the moment. But anyway, but it was just interesting how they have to tear everything down. And all those young people there that they were making fun of. I mean, this is just sad. Adults making fun of young people who are trying to get their foothold and understand politics and support people that they care about there at the event. So,
we're yeah, they should be happy that people want to be involved.
Yeah. Were a lot of the young candidates there, what's her name, I think Kim Klasick and those, were any of them there that you got to meet and talk with?
I didn't see her. I saw Madison Cawthorn, the new congressman from North Carolina, and that is a wounded warrior.
Isn't he one of the youngest or the youngest? Yes. Elected? Yeah.
Yeah, so he's not the youngest, he's one of the youngest. And he was talking to a lot of people, holding court. I saw Governor Kristi Noem just hanging out in the in Burgess Owens, hanging out in the bar just talking to people. It's crazy to see people just walk up having conversations with everyone.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. And they get to see them up close and personal. But was it a more smaller event? Was it a lesser attended event, would you say?
It was until Sunday, and I think that, I mean, just because they didn't realize what days everything was going to fall on until maybe a month ago,
right.
And there's still so many things uncertain in people's lives with COVID, and a lot of it's California, people they've been out of work and not getting unemployment or whatever other benefits they should, so a lot of people probably didn't have the money.
It's just amazing. Hey, tell people where they can find you, obviously redstate.com.
On Twitter?
Yep.
Yes. Redstate.com, Twitter, Jen Van Laar.
Yep. See, that's easy. All right, Jen, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it. We'll have you back maybe next week or the week after. Appreciate your time with me. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next segment.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversies.
Right this way. We are back. Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can get involved with. And I really do mean that. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, if you head up there, look, sign up for the email blast. It's not that hard. If you don't like it, get rid of it. You just quit taking them. But at least check them out. And the same thing, you know, if you don't like the emails, I don't like the emails either. I got to tell you, I don't like getting all the emails. I got to read them all. It's just a pain in the butt. So what I prefer is text. So if you want a text message, a text alert, just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. You know, in talking with Rick Trader earlier, I think that sometimes people don't realize, again, how easy it, if this keeps going in the direction it's going, how easy it will be for them to get rid of us. If the FCC starts clamping down or cracking down on the stations that we're on, that heavy conservatives are on, they could issue a warning and then clamp down and it's over. Because these stations don't want to fight the FCC. They got more money than they know what to do with. So the calls, there are calls for, ready for this one? Geraldo Rivera to be canned. Now, it isn't because of freedom of speech or non-freedom of speech or whatever. But they want him fired from Fox News because he excuses Andrew Cuomo's behavior. And I don't know if he was excusing his behavior or he was simply just trying to say, look, the man, now here's the thing. I'm saying what he says, so don't go writing me nasty saying, how could you stick up for him? The man was at a wedding, a celebratory moment or what have you, and asked the young lady for a kiss. I don't know what his intentions were. I have no clue. But we all scream about being innocent until proven guilty. We need to go down that road, too. See, it's my irritant when we go off to begin with and then we try to place blame on others. Look at President Trump. Great job. I'm not unhappy with the job he did. But he signed a lot of executive orders. When he couldn't get Congress to do what he wanted, he signed the executive order. Wasn't really the intent of the executive order. And I kept saying, be careful, because whatever we do, whatever we approve of, we're going to have to approve of the next guy, too, no matter who that is. We got mad at President Oblamo for doing that, for signing executive orders that made no sense. Right? So you just got to pick these arguments wisely, if you would. And it's the same thing with Trump. He should have never got the nastiness that he got from the ABC, the Alphabet News organizations. He should have had his time in court or wherever. And not even be talked about as if he was guilty until he had his day in court. So is it not the same thing here? Again, not sticking up for Cuomo. I believe, I have no proof. But, you look at history, you look at a pattern, he's probably guilty of this stuff. No question. But doesn't he get his day in court? Shouldn't he get his moment and allow his accusers to face him? Come on, guys. Really, I'm curious. I'm curious as to what you think about this. Some people say he was just being flirty. I don't know if he was just being flirty, right? He kissed a woman against her will. He touched another woman in uncomfortable ways. He tried to proposition one of his aides to play strip poker with him. These all show you, right? These all show you the direction he was going in. Or the kind of history or lifestyle that he thought was okay. Now, Cuomo, though, where he really hurt himself, he held himself up as a protector of women and a champion of believing allegations, right? Remember that? He kind of demanded that Brett Kavanaugh take a lie detector test. And what happened with that? Why doesn't he take one? Why doesn't he want to take one? Right? So again, I'm going to go back to, I realize that, and somebody said in the chat room, yes, some of President Trump's executive orders undid some of Obama's executive orders. But some of them should have been left up to Congress. And Congress wasn't doing it. I get it. Look, it's a new game that's being played. I don't like it. I'm just telling you, I don't like it. I don't like it because it puts us in a position of having to defend why we were okay with it in one area and not in another. And you can't tell me every one of his undid him. You can't tell me every one of his was okay, legal, and legit. What we really should be doing is we should be pushing we should be pushing our people, pushing our electeds to do what the law says, to stick up for the Constitution. I mean, again, look at Bernie Sanders. He came out And basically, they were trying to get this $15 an hour minimum wage passed, hidden in the COVID bill, I believe. Parliamentarian came out and said, hey, Senate Parliamentarian came out and said, you can't do that. It doesn't fall within the guidelines. You can't do that. And AOC immediately wanted the Parliamentarian fired because it didn't go her way. And what did Sanders come out and say? Ignore it. Right? Think about that. Ignore it. So they were, again, as usual, the law doesn't apply to them. And if they don't like it, then they want you just I've been saying this forever, just ignore the law. No big deal. And that's exactly how they are. They want us to stay on it. They want us not to even vary. They don't even want us to push up against it, right? Think about it. They don't want us. If we even get close to the edge of the law, they want to come out and ream us and beat on us. Yeah, I almost went down the wrong road. Sorry. Yeah, what can I say? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, it's funny. It's the first time we've really talked about it or I really touched on it. Right? We do have a swamp on the right. Gotta go. It really does have. You know, the Mitch McConnell's world, gotta go. I'm not even a big fan of. Look, Graham's had his moments. Lindsey Graham. He's had his moments. But most of his moments, really, truly, when you think about it, I've not been aggressive enough to do the kind of fighting we need to have done. It's got to be guerrilla warfare. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more white gloves, proper English, right? You know, properly tied ties. No more. This is a knockdown, drag-out fight. They want to take away your rights in so many areas. They want a free speech czar. That's really what it boils down to. Somebody who's going to decide what hate speech is and isn't. I mean, the Congress ain't going to decide it. Some bureaucrat in a room, you don't even know, well, in this case, he'd come from a Democrat, is going to sit in a room and decide whether or not what you said constitutes hate speech or not. Should be allowed on the air. Should be allowed in the social justice realm or the social, you know, platforms. You've already got them doing it at Facebook. Again, I'm going to go back to PragerU is fake news. Are we serious? And that's the scary part. Who checks on them? Who stops them? God, I wish I could find one of my videos way back when I was teaching about Facebook. And they haven't even, what the heck was it? They hadn't even gotten, I don't think, to the 1 billion mark. At the time, they had 800 million users or something like that. Now I think it's, I don't know, guys, look it up. I think it's 4 to 6 billion users or something like that. And I was saying at the time, what a powerful tool it was because the message could be tailored, but it also could get out to all those people for all intents and purposes at one time. But it was also real dangerous. And it wasn't dangerous because it was freedom of speech. It was dangerous, or it is dangerous, because our people aren't, take it or leave it, our people aren't educated enough to sometimes understand what they're listening to and how false it actually has to be. Right? We've dumbed them down in our education system for so long. We've not trained them up in the way we're supposed to. From a history standpoint, from a government standpoint, geez, from a financial standpoint. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Look, guys, God bless. Thanks for listening to my rants. Appreciate it. Head over to the website, therealside.com. Tell your loved ones, your unloved ones, and people just who need to be informed about the show and the website. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.